I would probably say that I feel like, it's interesting, in my current relationship, I kind of feel like maybe a 6. Before I started dating Kelsey, I probably felt like a 8, probably. That's kind of cocky, but that's how I felt, you know? Yeah. I know I have a lot to learn. In fact, I knew less than I do now. I think I just value this relationship a lot more than all the rest of them, so there's no point in me being cocky about the bedroom, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that the other one, before it would have been more of like a, I'm an 8, but I don't really think so. I think I'm probably around a 6, and I love exploring the world of sex with Kelsey. I love it. Yeah. It's amazing. And I really like taking my time with it, too. So, like, little things that we can introduce. Like, I'm going to marry her. There's no doubt about that in my mind. So,
wow.
So as like, I have my whole life to explore this. And so I'm not rushing into a lot of stuff that I'm curious about, but you know, I'm kind of really taking my time with it. But I really do love doing this. So that's why I feel like I am now. And I think that we'll get to a 10 probably as soon as we want to, really. I got you in my life. I could just ask you, and you'd help me get there. So I dig that a lot. But that's that.
Yeah, I'm really present to what Josh was saying about my love of authenticity. You guys could probably hear there's a note, a truth to the way Josh shows up in his life that is why I think of him as a brother. But like the way you answered that just makes me want to make out with you. yeah, just love it. Yeah, thank you.
Self-control. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I just want to gauge the room. So if you guys feel called to sort of talk a little bit the way Josh did, awesome. Mm-hmm. If you just want to like state a number, also cool. I just want to know who I'm speaking to.
Not a problem. Last year came out of a marriage that was really bad intimacy-like. So this last year, I feel like I've exposed myself to a lot of things that was there. So I think in my mind that I'm a lot better than the average guy.
Yes.
But actually hearing your answer, I was thinking like 7 or something like that would be still kind of a little bit better. But maybe it's just 5.5, 6.
Yeah, it's a self-assessment. It's how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But enjoying what I'm finding out.
I would put myself at a 2 or 3.
Got it.
Say like a 6 or 7.
Really?
I want to say a higher number, like, but knowing, because you're here, I'm like,
knowing that you're here and he can't lie to you.
That you know everything.
Let's skip that. There's no fact of me knowing everything.
No, I mean
that would be nutty, right? Yeah. You get that. That's
no,
not
like,
a possibility.
I'm just saying, like, I slept with all these girls. Like, I think, oh, it's, you know, I'm good at it.
Mm.
But, you know, you're an expert at it. And I like, there's actually a lot of stuff I could improve on. I know I can. And I would actually say I'm a 3.
Cool.
Like, because I really want to just absorb, because, you know.
Right. If you cut me out of the equation, because this isn't about me. Like, how do you feel? How do you feel they feel? You know, would they be super eager to come back for more? They're like,
yeah.
You know, like, compared to my last boyfriend, this guy rocked my world. Like, I don't care if you can, you know, levitate and do tantric magic. I can't. You know, I care about what you think and what you think they think.
That's where I get it from is from them.
Right.
Because that's why they keep coming back.
Right. So that doesn't sound like a 3. I'm not
okay,
feeling
okay.
Like we're connecting here. So what do you really think right now?
I'd say 6.
Okay.
6.
Yeah. Got it.
Interesting question. There was a time when I thought I came very close to making a woman pass out.
Right on.
I don't have issues in terms of them saying amazing, best, you know, it's a comment I hear frequently when I meet somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very vast, I mean, I heard that interview with you, I heard you've got some very vast points of view, and I explored everything other than being homosexual.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other than that, I have kind of looked at it all, and I played with it all.
The night is young and you're so beautiful.
And I have no intentions of wanting
you now know where that gay bar is.
Yeah, so. No. But, I mean, so I have a really broad interest, but in terms of my learning curve in there, it's huge. So if you simply were to ask me in terms of my sexual partners how they feel, I'd probably say 7.5. If you were to ask me in terms of the broad breadth of what I'd love to know, I'm a 5.
Interesting. Yeah, I think if you can make a woman pass out,
I didn't make her pass out.
Yeah,
but
well, I got you. Yeah, because that's doable.
I know, and when you said it, that you're the first person I've ever heard on that interview you guys did. He talked about that sort of stuff. And I was like, you know?
Oh, yeah. You can
never
do girl seizures. You can do all kinds of crazy things.
That wasn't
yeah.
a concept that I had ever heard anyone else express. And that was at one point, this one woman I got there with, you know.
Yeah.
It was like, I thought I was going to be able to
cheat. Yeah, I think